Blog Talk Radio.
Do a whole hour today. I thought, well, let's devote an hour to past lives and messages from ancestors and a couple topics. And I have a couple callers, and I'll be with you. Somebody's been holding a while, so I'll be with you in a minute. Let me kind of set up the show a little bit, what we're going to talk about today. Yes. Well, let me give you a quote. It's from the Abraham material. I thought I'd do that because it kind of, when I read the quote this morning, I thought, it's a good topic. We'll get into that depending on the number of calls and other things to do. So, the thought is, well, let me give you this quote. It's from 1998, Abraham material from Orlando, Florida. Make a decision and then make the decision right. Line up your energy with it. In most cases, it doesn't matter what you decide. Just decide. There are endless options that you could that would serve you enormously well. I got that one right. And all or any of them is better than no decision. So we'll talk about making decisions, choices today. You got to make choices in life, don't you? So we'll talk about that. Let's make some choices, make decisions. And I have an article about making decisions and why we should make decisions and how to make decisions and all that sort of thing. It's really important. You know, you could sit there and go, oh, I'm not going to make any decisions today. Well, you made a decision not to make a decision, right? Okay, well, we'll go there. So I'll take some calls. We'll get into some articles on that and some other subjects. And hopefully we'll have an interesting hour. And so we'll talk about your past lives and that sort of thing. I could find my way back. You know, you got all these things open and you go, which one? Oh, okay, there it is. Okay, so I'm back. Let me take a call. We'll talk about what you want to talk about and see how that. You know, I'm going to try to twist everything around past lives or ancestors. So if you have any questions, it's going to refer to either how your past lives influenced you in this life. Believe it or not, they do. Believe it or not, they do. And maybe somebody in your other life is what you're talking about, who you're thinking about in this lifetime. Interesting, huh? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. Whom am I speaking to?
My name is Mary.
Mary. So what's going on with Mary? Are you ready for another exciting week?
I am.
Let me ask you a question. I get a lot of calls, and it's all by area codes. Is your area code New York?
Yep, that's right. I'm calling from the Big Apple.
The Big Apple, or is it the little apple or the Big Apple still? I don't know.
It's an apple, I suppose.
You don't sound like you're from New York, though. You don't have an accent.
Well, I guess I've moved around a little bit, so I don't talk like a New Yorker.
Now, there you go. I got it. Okay. Now I'm feeling more comfortable. Now, what's going on today?
Well, I'm taking a break because I just completed this 10-day leadership workshop, which was organized by a headhunter. And so I'm just wondering if anything, any kind of job prospect is going to come up as a result of this participation, my participation in this program. And also if...
Wow, you got a lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah. And, you know, I went on an interview a few weeks before I attended this program, and so I'm just wondering if I'm going to be moving forward.
Let me give you the perspective that I come from, which is not also necessarily about predictions, but what your family, your ancestors have to say about the whole thing. And a word I get for you is, and it feels like a male energy on your mother's side going back a couple generations. Could be a great-grandfather or somebody like that, okay? So what they're saying is that, yes, they're in the process of scrambling it together or scrambling to get you something in the near future. So, yes, there's an energy being made from the non-physical world to get you into a place where you will be a happy camper. You've had enough frustrations. You've had enough frustrations in your life. You've had enough, like, well, I kind of like it, but I really don't want to be here kind of attitudes or feelings or emotions, right? Am I correct in reading you that way?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's time for you to step into something where you will shine is the words I hear. You will shine. It's your time. It's your time. So they're scrambling to find you something. Now, the second part of that question, okay, I hear it as this way, because you asked about the particular interview, right?
Yeah.
What I hear from you is it's a choice, but it's not your best choice. And we're going to get back to this word about decisions and choices, that you're going to have choices or decisions to make, but that's not necessarily your best one. Something else is going to come along that's even better for you in the near future. I hear for you now, we'll see what happens, but I hear in August. Now, it doesn't mean it doesn't take place before that. Now, don't read me, but in August, you will be smiling. In August, you will be, so sometime in this month, in the month of July, something will come into your life that will make you smile. Okay?
Sounds good to me.
We're talking about jobs, so it's got to be a job of some kind. So, yeah, opportunity. I keep getting this expression, whoever this is, saying that they're scrambling to put something together for you, or kind of knocking on the right heads. I don't know if that means anything to you, but it means like implanting in other humans the idea that, yeah, this is the right person for us. Okay?
Okay, wonderful.
So, yeah, just be ready. Be ready. You're ready. You're absolutely together.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, you are. It's just a little fear, but you're absolutely together. Everybody's. Fear is normal. Fear is normal. Fear of the future, right? That's one of the big fears, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Fear of the unknown is a huge one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
and
but,
I also
but
have
I'm gonna,
fear
I'm
of.
Gonna, go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I have a fear of public speaking, and so I thought that maybe what I need to do is either take a Toastmasters course
Toastmasters course. Well, Toastmaster would be good for you because public speaking is a little different. But, you know, one of the little tricks of public speaking that helps a lot is because you look out at an audience of people and it seems to be very intimidating, right?
Mm-hmm.
Picture them all naked. Then you start chuckling inside because you go, well, I bet you that person underneath there is like, you know, like fat and kind of gross and stuff. But if you see people as naked when you're public speaking, it changes your whole dynamics. Suddenly you don't see them as this leader. You see this naked person that you're going, ew. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So try that. I don't know if you can do it. If you can visualize it, it really works. Okay, and another little trick, because I did a lot of public speaking in my day. I was trained to do that sort of thing. Another simpler trick that's really easy to do is if you're going to give lecture and there's people in front of you, right? Look for the one person that has the friendly face. Look for a friendly face in the audience, a smile, a friendly face, and speak. Focus on that person at first. So that you get more comfortable, because it's like talking to a friend. Follow me?
Yeah.
And then you can shift your focus to other people, but you've built up a warmth with this one person, and look for friendly faces, people that are smiling, people that are, you know, you're comfortable talking to, people that remind you of people that are you're comfortable of talking to, and that'll ease some of the tension.
Okay.
And
great.
three shots of tequila before you start. I'm kidding.
Yeah, a little bit of liquid courage, huh?
Yeah, I'm kidding. You don't want to go there. But you got me. You got it. Go for it. You'll get it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. You're welcome.
You
bye
too.
Now.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I admit in my youth when I was doing my ministerial studies and giving lectures and so forth and giving public speaking, and there was an occasion with my friends where I'd have to do something at night, like a midweek kind of, you know, like church service, and I'd have to give it, and we would sat around and drink a little bit of whiskey in the after. I did okay. But I learned, you don't do that. You just don't do that. Because then, first of all, you're paranoid because you're going to say something really stupid. And you're going to slur. So, yeah. No, I was joking about the tequila. You really don't want to go there. Okay. So let me take some other calls. Yes, midweek speaking. Yeah, Sunday morning was one thing. But during the week, especially if you've been working too or doing some other things and then you have to get up in the middle of the week, kind of relax. I did it for a long time. I did a lot of a debate and high school class, you know, high school tournaments, speech tournaments, all that sort of fun stuff. Not so much, but after that, I gave a lot of other kinds of public lectures of some form. It's always used humor. So I would suggest to that person one more thing, since they're still out there. Always open up when you're going to do public speaking with a joke, even if it's a bad joke. But it's a joke that other people have laughed at in the past. If you're not good at jokes, try to make it very simple. But humor breaks the ice and people start warming up to you if you start any kind of lecture or any kind of thing with a little bit of humor. Okay? Try that. Okay, let me take some other calls. I got 801 and then, let's see, 917 and 313. So we'll do that in order. So let's do the 801 first. I can get it to pop open. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi. And whom am I speaking to?
This is Kenzie.
Oh, Kenzie. I know Kenzie. We'll let in secrets here. I know Kenzie. Okay, Kenzie, what's going on? We were talking about your past lives, and I get something for you.
Yes.
And you're gonna like this. This is totally different, right? Because
awesome.
I was thinking you're gonna call in, right? And I got ancient Greece for you. Ancient Greece. City.
Okay.
You're gonna think this is crazy, but this is what I get, so I got to give it to you. Okay. Sitting at the feet of Socrates.
Okay.
How fun is that, huh? Taking in all this ancient wood. You know who Socrates
is, awesome.
Right? Yeah.
Right.
Sitting at the feet of Socrates. It was a female. It wasn't a male in that lifetime because they see a dress or, like, you know, a gown of some kind, right? You know, white stuff. But it was a woman. Sitting at the feet of Socrates and absorbing all this information.
Okay.
This is weird, and I don't know why I get this, but it was like a priestess of some form. I don't think they had that, but maybe they did, and it was like, yeah, you perform duties in the public squares or for the teachers. You did. I'm not talking sexual. I'm talking like food or stuff, that sort of thing, you know, serving them, okay, the teachers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
okay.
So you absorbed a lot of wisdom.
Okay.
And you eventually married.
I've been told I've had a lot of past lives before, so it's
kind of
interesting.
That was a cool life. Well, that was a really growth of your soul in that lifetime because you got to listen to some really great masters and teachers and take in a lot of really fascinating information, which propelled your soul forward when you left that lifetime because you got married and had a group of kids too, so nothing wrong with that.
Wow. Okay.
A gaggle of kids.
Yeah.
So think about
a
that.
A lot of kids.
Have you ever been to Greece?
I haven't.
Sometime in your future, you should go to Athens if you ever get the opportunity.
That would be amazing.
Because you'll have like this kind of this connection. And have you ever been to England? Because we talked about that.
Yeah, I have actually been to England. I went like after I turned 18.
Oh, that's exciting. How'd you feel about it? Were you in the South or what were you?
You know, and I feel like now I'm mature enough that I can take all this stuff in. I don't think then I have such a more open mind now.
It was kind of a whoosh back then. Huh?
Yeah. I mean, it was really cool. It was a cool experience. But I think if I was to go back now, that I would have embraced it a lot more than I did then.
Okay. Yeah, so we won't take too much more time, but yeah, look into Greece and look into the teachings, and you'll. I feel that your energy will connect with a lot of it. It's
okay.
You're a very open-minded person from that experience. Okay.
Okay. Uh huh. All right. Thanks so much.
You have
George.
A lot of diversity from that experience. Okay.
Awesome. All right. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye now.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, I love talking about people's past lives. And the reason I like to talk about past lives is because how it effect it has upon you, like the last caller, there are certain real effects, and I didn't talk to her because she called me earlier offline, and we talked a little bit about her past life as a German pilot, and we talked a little bit about that, but it's like you have certain things about your personality now and also about your purpose and goals in life now, yeah, that come from a past life, okay? So let me take another call, and we'll get into more about, well, we'll talk about all this stuff, right? We'll talk about decision-making and whatever else you want to talk about. So let me take this. I got a 917 and a 313. If you go out of queue, I have no idea where you go. Hello?
Hi, this is Fabian.
Fabian?
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Yes, you are saying it correct, yes.
Well, that's an interesting name.
I know.
Well,
it
you
isn't
know,
spelled
I,
the same way as the English way, but it's...
Yeah, when I hear that name, and it's going to show my age, there was a singer, a teen idol singer back in the late 50s, early 60s, named Fabian. Very handsome man.
Oh,
from
okay.
Philadelphia, and
okay.
He couldn't sing really, so they kind of had to work with him so he could sound kind of decent, right?
Better. Mm-hmm.
Way before auto-tune, right? Way before auto-tune. Because he was really good-looking
okay.
and handsome, and it was the Elvis time, and they wanted to get the people that looked like a little bit like that, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's what I hear that name. So what's going on with you, Fabian? Maybe you're reincarnated Fabian. No, I'm kidding. You're not.
I have two job interviews. So I'm trying to see what did they see for me, what's coming up.
Wow, okay. Let's see if we can tap into one of your ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
It's on your mother's side of the family. It's on your mother's side. Definitely on your mother's side. It's a woman.
Okay. Okay.
You know the words I keep getting for you, and this is odd, but I'll keep getting for you, is the word B, like the second one, like A, B, C, it's B, it's B. Whatever
okay.
comes up, it's B. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but that's what I hear. I keep getting B, like in, not like the little thing that flies around, but the letter B. So you're going to have
mm-hmm.
choices coming, because the show's about choices and decisions and stuff, but for some reason I get that B is a better choice for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
No, well, let me see why. Let me see why B would be a better choice for you.
Mm-hmm.
The words I get for you, you'll be less encumbered, less restricted. You'll have more freedom.
Okay.
Okay? Less, you know, you ever have a job where you kind of ruled over and you got to stick to the thing? No, this gives you more freedom of who you
yeah.
are as a person.
Yeah.
Okay?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I keep getting
Thank
B.
You.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Take care.
Not
Bye now.
Okay.
Ancestors, they're interesting. Yeah. When we talk to ancestors, when I get messages from ancestors, it's much different than, let's say, spirit guides or whatever the Akashic records and all that stuff. Because ancestors have a real interest in you as a person because they're kind of watching over you. That's their purpose to some degree, is to watch over you. And so when they give you messages, it's more really much more in a personal nature than some, you know, mystical spirit guide, you know, whatever, giving you a message. Because you knew them or they know who you are and they've known other members of your family, if that makes any sense at all. So they have a personal connection. And when you go to the non-physical world, you will join them. You will be part of that family. Interesting, right? So let's 313 call, and then we'll do some other stuff, and we'll talk about making choices in our lives. I have some articles on that. I have to make a choice today. I have to make a choice to change a password that's really difficult to change. I have to come up with a new password. How fun is that, huh? Okay, so let me take a call. Oh, you went away. No, there you are. There you are. You didn't go away. You're still there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Whom am I speaking to?
Sherelle.
Sherelle, we've talked before.
Yes.
I thought you had all your problems settled. You're in perfect place right now in your life, aren't you? What's wrong?
No,
Don't you have everything going for you? You're flying high and, you know?
Not just quite. Almost there. Almost to the top, but not just at the top.
Why not?
How that sound?
Why not?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out myself. Once I figure that out, I will be good.
Well, then you got to figure it out. Figure out yourself.
I've been trying to.
So what's the problem?
I don't know.
You don't know. You don't know till you know, right? Is that the expression? You don't know till you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What's your question? I don't know. No kidding.
Yes. When would I hear from Sam?
Oh, it's a man question, huh?
Yes.
Right? So when will you hear from... First of all, let's narrow this down a little bit. So the first question will be, will you ever hear from him again, right?
Okay,
yeah,
no,
yes
okay.
or no. That's a yes or no. That's like, will you? Yes, you will. Okay, so...
Okay, well,
Let's settle that part of it. Yes, you will. Okay?
Well, I didn't mean to say it like that. Wait, will he contact me or will he call me some?
When's your birthday? 11/30/93. You're Sagittarius, huh?
Of course, and he is Scorpio.
Oh, no, that's a dangerous combo. You know that. I'm not an astrologer, mm-hmm. but that just feels like a really dangerous comment thing. He really pulls your strings, doesn't he? He gets you from being very settled into an unsettled place sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Sagittarius, it feels like you can be very laid back, but he's not quite so laid back, right? So let's get to your question. I'm just trying to get information on both of you together. You kind of need him, don't you, in some way? I mean, he's good for you in some way, isn't he?
In some way.
Yeah, not everything.
I don't need him, though.
You need the energy. You need that stirring, that fire. You need somebody to stir your pot, if I could use that expression. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need a motivator in your life at some level. Okay, so I'm going to say that to you. So let's get back to when. I know that's a tough one because it has a lot to do with free will and all that craziness.
So do he plan on contacting me?
I'm giving you an answer. I got an answer for you. Let me try to see what I hear. I'm tuning in here so I can get something clear. It's around the middle of July.
Hmm.
Around the 15th, somewhere in that time frame.
Why so late?
I don't know.
You're mad at me, ain't he?
No, just preoccupied. Just preoccupied. Okay? Preoccupied. He's not mad at you. He never gets mad at you.
Yes, he does. Because I be...
Irritated, but not mad. Irritated, frustrated. But that's not necessarily anger in the full sense of the word anger, but frustrated with you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. But he finds you adorable, though. Despite that. You are adorable. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just expect something around the middle of the month.
Okay.
I mean, somewhere the 10th, the 15th, is somewhere in that time frame. That's what it feels like. That's what the energy is. You know, I always tell people on predictions, you know, a lot depends on that free will stuff. But it really feels that he feel like he's going to reach out to you.
I've been contacting him for the last 2 weeks, and I have not gotten a response. So I just automatically thought he was mad at me. And I'm like, dang.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't say mad at you. He's just preoccupied. And, I'm going to try to be careful with it because it's like he doesn't think he needs you at the moment. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, too.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
That was kind of an interesting... I got really interesting energy off of that whole thing and both of them... the dynamics. Now, she probably disagreed with it, but somewhat, but I just got this really interesting energy off of that. So what are we talking about? Waiting for other callers. I was trying to do more past lives today, and I really wanted to see what your past lives have to do with your current situation. What I should have done with that last couple, woman and her boyfriend or whatever you call him, looked at their past lives together. Now, if you're interested in why your relationship is kind of strange and what's going on with it, and if you've spent past lives with people, yeah, I have a new friend. I should talk to my friend about that. Our past lives together, if we ever spent past lives together. Yes, you always wonder, did I spend a past life with that person? What was our dynamics in that life? And how does that change in this life? And what are we working on together? And all that sort of thing, right? Yes. And that has an impact on where you're going with a relationship. Like you realize, I get it. I see why we're doing what we're doing. I see that the dance we're doing is because of our past lives together and doing this sort of dance. And it helps to make decisions about relationships, and it helps to understand your relationship with somebody, even your family members, your mother, your father, your grandfather, your siblings. You know about the past lives that you've had with these people. It helps you to understand your relationship now. So if you're interested in that, give me a call. If you're interested in more of an extensive past life reading and real reading, or past life regression, because I am a clinical hypnotherapist, and I am a shaman, so I take people on journeys back to their past lives, and it doesn't take very long. I kind of honed the art to some degree in various ways of doing it, where you can quickly go back to a past life, and you can delve into your issues or your questions. And also, if there's certain things in this lifetime, and I really do believe this, that are bugging you, and you can't seem to resolve them, they could even be physical conditions that are bugging you. By going to a past life, you can find out where it came from, and you can leave it there. So contact me. We can do it by Skype. We can do that by Skype. Okay? What I mean by is, you know, Skype or video chat or Facebook video chat works really well too. I'm sure there's other ones. There's like Google Plus and all that stuff. Any of those, we can do, a past life thing together. You don't have to be like laying on a sofa somewhere. You could be sitting in a chair doing it. It works really well. It's very simple. So that's a little bit of, I like doing that stuff. So that's why I'm kind of suggesting it. And my prices are rather reasonable on that sort of thing for people that do that sort of thing. And I do offer a special to people who listen to the radio show. You know, sometimes you love to do things and you really enjoy doing things and you'd rather do it and not make a lot of money at it because you really like to do it and you like to offer that service to people. That's me. You know, I mean, I could go out and charge $130 an hour or whatever, $150 an hour to do regression work. But, you know, I'd rather help as many people as I can. So my normal rate's about 16 an hour, which is reasonable for this sort of thing. 16 an hour for a session, not necessarily per hour. Sometimes we can do less. Sometimes you can have a 30-minute one. So it'd be $30 for 30 minutes or thereabout for 20-something minutes. We can delve into a bit of a past life. So think about that. Keep that in mind if you're willing to do that, if you want to do that. Okay? How fun is that, huh? So I'd love to do that. I'd love to help more people that way. And that deals with issues but also helps you to identify a little bit more about your soul, a little bit about your purpose in life and why you're doing what you're doing. So it's decision time. It's choices. So let me get into an article about making choices and making decisions. I have about two or three. So I will check back, and if you want to call in, I'll get to you. So the article is from a site called lifehack.com. And I read through this and I thought, yeah, there's a lot of pretty interesting things in here about making choices and making decisions. It was about 7 points on realize. Okay, number one point, this is all about making decisions and choices and kind of thinking about this. Because we have to make choices every minute, don't we? We have to make a choice. You have a choice to listen to the radio show or not listen to the radio show. You have a choice to go out in 96 degree weather here today. Or you have a choice to stay in. You have a choice to eat, not to eat. Every minute we're making a choice, right? I'm subconsciously making choices about what to say to you. And some of my choices are from spirit just kind of going through me and channeling and telling what she's about choices. Okay, so realize the power of decision making. This is point one. This is from the article. I don't have the person's name that wrote the article. Wait a minute. Yeah, it's Hubert Lee is the person. I don't know Hubert, but the information is interesting, and you can take it or leave it or see if anything has an impact on you. Okay. Realize the power of decision making. Before you start making a decision, you have to understand what is a decision does. A decision that you make causes a chain of events to happen. You know, it's that butterfly thing with the butterfly wings and when it causes a typhoon in another part of the world, that sort of stuff, right? It starts in a chain of events. I like that. It starts of a chain of events to happen. By making a decision. When you decide to pick up a cigarette and smoke it, that decision might result in you picking up another one later and get some same high feeling. After a day, you may have gone through a pack without knowing it. They're just using this as an illustration. I'm sure a lot of people who listen to the show don't smoke, but that's all right. That's your decision, right? But if you decide not to smoke that first cigarette and make a decision every 5 minutes to focus your attention on something else, when you get that craving, after doing this for a week, your cravings will eventually subside and you will become smoke-free. But it comes down to making that very first decision or deciding whether or not to pick up that cigarette. And you could be alcohol either. Am I going to drink that first drink knowing I have an addictive personality? Am I going to drink that first drink? Or I'm just going to let it sit there? Now, sometimes those decisions are really tough because you're fighting something inside you that's saying, do it, do it, do it. You know, you have that body craving for whatever it is, you know. Should I eat that cheesecake? Ooh, the body's going, yes, eat the sugar, eat the sugar. And so sometimes willpower wins and sometimes it doesn't, right? Okay, so let's go through the rest of the articles, and I'll check back with you and see if you have any questions or you want to deal with any of your past lives. But, okay, number two, I like this number two a lot. Okay, go with your gut. Oftentimes, we take too much time to make a decision because we're afraid of what's going to happen. As a result of this, we go through things like careful planning, deep analysis, the pros and cons before deciding. This is a very time-consuming process. Instead, learn to trust your gut instinct. For the most part, your first instinct is usually the one that's correct or the one that will you truly want it to go with. Even if you end up making a mistake, going with your gut still makes you a more confident decision maker compared to someone who takes all day to decide. I'm always reminded of Mr. Sony, and I read a book. There was a book by Deepak Chopra, and he was talking about using the body and making decisions. Oh, gut feelings, making decisions based on your body response to things. And he talked about the gentleman who founded Sony, and he would have to make these huge decisions, and very important decisions for his company. And what he did was he would actually visualize himself swallowing the decision. Let's say to put a new product on the market, he would visualize himself swallowing that decision to make that, and he would wait for us to see how his body reacted to it. If it felt good, the body said yes, go for it. He would do it. If the body said no, that gut, doesn't feel good, no, he wouldn't do it. So listen to that gut, and you can try that. Just visualize what your body. Not just visualize, I have to go a little bit further into this. Just sense what your body has to say when you decide to make a decision. If the decision is one thing or another, or between A or B, visualize doing A and see what your body feels like. What does your body react? How does your body react to A? Do you get a really good feeling? Does it feel warm and toasty and fuzzy and all that stuff? Or does it feel kind of yucky? So that's the gut decision thing. So you might want to think about that. Before you make a decision, listen to your body, your gut feeling on it. But make a decision. Make a decision. You can always fix things, right? You can always fix things. And most of the time, gut decisions are really going to work out for the best. Because sometimes if you make a mistake, you have to learn from the mistake and better yourself. Okay. Carry your decision out. That's the next point. Carry your decision out. When you make a decision, act on it. Commit to making a real decision. I like that, real decision. What is that? What's a real decision? It's when you decide on something and that decision is carried out through action. Aha, it's pointless to make a decision and have it played out of your head, but not doing anything about it. That's the same as not making a decision at all. It's like, I'm going to go to the movies today. I made a decision to go see a movie today, and then you don't do it. You just kind of lollygag around and kind of, you know, put it off and so forth. But you made a decision. But by not going basically to the movie, you really said, I haven't made a decision. I didn't make that decision because I didn't follow the action on it, right? If you want to make real changes in your life, you have to make it a habit to apply action when your decision until it's completed. By going through this so many times, you will feel more confident with accomplishing the next decision that you have in mind. It's like if you decide to date somebody and you just never can pull the trigger of actually doing it, of actually going out. You say, I want to go out with this person. I made a decision to go out with this person. They made a decision to connect with this person, and then you never really connect with them. So you made a wasted decision, right? That makes sense. I think so. You might as well not even make the decision. You might as well just say, forget about it, right? Just move on. I like this next one, and it's really important because I catch myself doing this, and I think it's really important to do this. And I did this the other day, and I think it's important for me to do this. Okay, tell others about your decisions. There's something about telling other people that you're going to do that makes us follow through, right? For example, for the longest time, I've been trying to become an early riser, and whenever I tried to use my own willpower, waking up early without falling back to sleep felt impossible. So what I did was I went to a forum and made the decision to tell people that I would be wake up at 6 a.m. and stay up. Within 2 days, I was able to accomplish this because I felt a moral obligation to follow through with my words, even though I failed the first time. Do people care? Probably not. But just the fact that there might be someone out there seeing if you're telling the truth, you will give enough motivation to following through your decision. And my example is, I've been kind of writing and not writing a book for a long time. I start on it, I stop. I start on it, I stop. So I told a friend yesterday, I'm writing a book. It was my saying, yes, I'm going to write a book. So hopefully this friend will remind me, are you writing your book? I'm writing. It's like it puts it into place that you've made a commitment to other people to do something. And so you've made that decision. Now do it. So for me, it's like I've made a decision to write a book. I've told other people about writing the book. And so I feel obligated, not if obligated, maybe not the best word, but I feel motivated. I guess motivated is a good word here, to write the book. Now I got all these things I need to pull together because I have pages and pages of stuff for the book, and I just need to correlate it, put it together. And and to make a decision to write so much per day. And I even have a title for the book, so which may change, but for right now I have a title and I know where that's going. I even asked Spirit, because I channel my material for the most part, so I've asked Spirit, and I'm thinking about that this morning. I asked Spirit, okay, give me kind of an outline. I need an outline for this book. I have some ideas of what it looks like and what it's going to go, but if I have an outline, I feel more comfortable, you know, writing. I've always trained that way, to have an outline and you fill in the outline. You can shift it and change it, but have an outline. So I'm asking Spirit to help me with that. Give me an outline to make this happen. Okay, learn from your past decisions. I check back and see if you're there and you want to talk, or if anybody's calling in. So even though I go through these, and I'll stop at each point and see where you're at, see if you have any questions, if you want to talk about anything, and then we'll get into some other articles. Or I'll take your calls on past lives, or I'll take your calls on what your ancestors have to say to you for this week. Okay, so let's move on to the next point. Learn from your past decisions. Even after I failed to follow through my decision the first time, when I told people I was going to wake up early and stay up, I didn't give up. I basically asked myself, what can I do this time to make it work tomorrow? The truth is, when you're going to mess up at times when it goes to making a decision, and instead of beating yourself up over it, learn something from it. Ask yourself, what was good about the decision I made? What was bad about it? And what can I learn from it so I can make a better decision next time? Remember, you don't put so much emphasis on focus on short-term effects. Instead, focus on long-term effects. And I'm thinking of Thomas Edison. You know, make a decision to make the light bulb, right? I'm going to create a light bulb. I'm going to create something that, you know, that glows and then uses electricity, that glows in the dark, or whatever his logic was. So he tried something, it didn't work. Tried another thing, it didn't work. Tried another thing, it didn't work. But he kept going, oh, what if I would have done this? What if I would have done that? And we can focus that on simple things in our lives, jobs. Okay, what was it about this job that I chose that didn't work? And what did I really want? I made a decision to take a job, and it didn't work out. Instead of saying, well, I give up, you know, I quit. No, it's like, okay, what can I learn? Instead of falling back on, oh, I'm just going to do the same thing again, go back to, okay, what did I learn from that? What was good about it? What was bad about it? But make the decision to take another job. What do I really need to see? What would help me to be happy in a position? Was I using my skills and abilities completely? Was I using myself? The same thing about relationships. When you make a choice and decide to be in a relationship, if it doesn't work out, what could I have done differently? Excuse me. What could I have done differently? How could I have been more effective in my relationship? And the other part of this, perhaps the kind of person I chose to be in a relationship is not necessarily the personality or something about that person, that symbolic person, that just didn't work for me. So next time around, what do I need to focus on? Making another decision, let's say going on a date with somebody, right? Okay, so much for that. Learning from your past decisions, learning from your failures, learning from the ones that didn't work so that next time you're around, you can make it work for the 10th or the 12th or the 20th time, right? Just keep going. You got to make decisions every day, so just keep going. Maintain a flexible approach. I like that. In the business world, let me talk about this a little bit more, but in the business world, I had to do this. I know this might sound counterintuitive, but making a decision doesn't mean that you can't be open to other options. For example, let's say you make a decision to lose 10 pounds by next month through cardio. If something comes up and you don't have to just do cardio, you could open up to losing weight through different methods of dieting, as long as it helps you reach your goal in the end. Don't be stubborn to seek out only one way of making a decision. Embrace any new knowledge that brings you closer to accomplishing your initial decision. Now, another way of looking at that is, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. I'm going to exercise and I'm going to diet and I'm going to decide to exercise. And you go out there and you start doing a certain form of exercise and you realize, I don't like this much. Instead of giving up the decision to lose weight or to get in shape, you choose a different way of doing it, right? You go from doing, let's say, running and your knees are bothering you. Well, maybe bicycling is the thing to do, or maybe swimming is the thing to do. find something you like to do. This one doesn't work. Oh, the running doesn't work for me, so I'm going to try something else. Now, we obviously know all this, right? But sometimes we don't do it. We give up. Instead of giving up, don't take decisions that don't work out as a failure. Do more research into different ways of approaching the same subject and doing the same thing. Okay, so have fun making decisions. That's an interesting point, having fun. Life should be about fun anyway, shouldn't it? Shouldn't it really be about fun? So have fun making decisions. Finally, enjoy the process. I know decision making might not be the most fun thing in the world to do, but when you do it often, it becomes a game of opportunity. I love that, a game of opportunity. You'll learn a lot about yourself on the way. You'll feel and become more confident when you're with yourself and others around others. And making decisions will just become a lot easier after you do it so often that it won't even think about it. Yeah, making decisions. You know what? Making decisions, and I'm going to finish the article here in a second because there will be one more paragraph. But when you start making decisions and making choices in your life, it opens up opportunities. And you can seek from those opportunities things you love to do. I'm going to make a decision to do something different today. I'm going to make a decision to walk a little different way to wherever I'm going. I'm making a decision to drive a different route today. It opens up opportunities. So decision making and making choices like that, it breaks the routine. It breaks the same monotony of every day. I'm going to wear a different kind of clothes today. Do something different. Wouldn't that be fun? Okay, let me finish the last paragraph of the article, see if anybody wants to talk to me. And we have some other things to talk about. Really rather talk to you, rather if you call in, but that's all right. We're having fun. I'm having fun. Anything you decide to do from this point on can have a profound effect later on. You know, the butterfly thing again, right? Opportunities are always waiting for you. Examine the decisions that you currently have in the day. Are there any that can be changed to improve your life in some way? Are there any decisions that you can make today that can create a better tomorrow? That's a good question. Think about that. A different tomorrow? A better tomorrow? If you're unhappy with where you're at right now, if right now doesn't feel good in your life, if what you're doing right now doesn't feel good, then you need to make a decision to change that and make a decision that you really believe will feel good. I'm thinking about people who move to certain areas and they visit someplace and they really feel good about being there. Then they go home and it doesn't feel so good. The area doesn't feel so good, but they're drawn to something else. Now, it could be a past life thing. That's maybe because of a past life, you really gravitate to a certain place in the world. It just feels natural to be that, in that place. I was watching this show about Morocco and Algiers and how people who left, let's say, the United States and moved there, other places in Europe, it just felt natural to be there. It could be because of a past life. So make choices and decisions to do things that feel good. And go back to that gut decision making. So when you think about moving to a certain place or doing a certain thing or dating a certain person or taking a certain job, how does it feel? What is your intuitive, your gut feeling on that? And go with that. Okay? So let's move on. Okay, we've got other articles. I'm waiting for your calls. If you want to call in, and we talk about your past lives or see what your ancestors have to say to you today, and see what other articles I had. I'm looking at picked about three or four. This is a nice little article, but it's from beliefnet.com, and it's 8 positive things you can accomplish in 30 seconds. You want to change your state a little bit. You want to make some choices that will feel good right now. It'll change where you're at right now. So 8 positive things that you can accomplish in 30 seconds. Now, I can find the author. I don't find the author. It's in BeliefNet. Oh, the first name is Janice. They kind of hide people's names in here, and I can never figure out who the writer of these articles is. But she wrote Our Lady of Weight Loss blog and Kick the Tush Club. So she writes on this idea of weight loss. But let's go through this. Kind of interesting. Okay. People tell me I don't have the time to go to the store and pick up some fruits and vegetables, exercise, sit and breathe to be positive. Really? Too busy to be positive? Surely you can clear a scant 30 seconds to do something positive for yourself, can't you? If thinking about what to do takes up too much time of those 30 seconds, here follows 8 things that you can do, choices you can make right now to make yourself feel a little bit better. So, let's find, okay, the next one. First one on the list, breathe. That seems rather obvious, but we breathe. No, 70% of waste is eliminated via your lungs. You can take your hand on your belly and raise it and raise and fall with each breath cycle. 30 seconds of breathing can do wonders. Now it's deep breathing, taking a deep breath in and then exhaling it out. That just relaxes you right away. Do that for 30 seconds. Just take a few deep breaths and then exhale out. That just feels good, doesn't it? Try it. Try it. If you're listening, try it. Just take a deep breath in and then exhale out. Nice cleansing breath. So positive things you can do, and that's one. Just breathe deeply for 30 seconds. It changes your state, and that's what it's all about. Another one's affirmations. Find an affirmation that works for you, right? Repeat one powerful affirmation over and over for 30 seconds. If it's a short affirmation, I am whole and complete, you may be surprised to find how many times you can repeat, I am whole and complete in just 30 seconds. I would suggest if you do this one, stand in front of the mirror and go, I love you. Looking into your own eyes and say, I love you. You're an amazing person. Do that for 30 seconds. I love you. You're an amazing person. I love you. And you're going to have a very creative day today. Or I love you. Today will be a great day of manifestation in your life. I love you. Today will be a great day to manifest what you want in your life. Do that for 30 seconds before you go out in the morning. I love you. You're going to have a fantastic day. You're going to have a day that you complete everything you need to complete. But just make that affirmation as brief as possible. I love you, and then fill that or whatever it is. You're going to have a fantastic day. You're going to do whatever you're going to do today and accomplish it. And say that for 30 seconds. Repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, and go a little bit longer. You have, 30 seconds is up. I can't say it again. Just say it till it feels comfortable. Say it till it becomes part of you. You know, a belief is nothing more than a thought that you continue to think. A belief is nothing more than the thought that you continue to think. So if you have a thought and you repeat it and say it out loud enough times, it becomes your belief. So if you say, I love you, I love myself completely, fully, I love myself completely and fully, and you say that enough times, eventually you're going to get to that place of, I love myself, I love who I am, because that becomes your belief. So remember that. A belief is nothing more than a thought that you continue to repeat. And people use that all the time to manipulate people too. They say something over and over. You know, they do that in politics all the time. They say something about somebody enough times and you start to believe it, whether it's true or not, right? Okay, something else that you can do for 30 seconds is stretch. Do your stretchings. stand and reach for the stars, or reach for your ankles, but just stretch, just reach out, stretch out your body as much as you possibly can, and do that for about 30 seconds, and you're shifting your body, and you're going to feel better. I just did it, my shoulder hurts, it's all right, okay, never mind, we'll go there, but yeah, you know what I mean, stretch for a little while, just stretch, shifting your body, changing your body a little bit, okay? Little things that you can do in 30 seconds, some positive things that can change your state. The next one is very similar to what I was talking about, but it's just a very simple thing you can do. Smile. Smiling relaxes hundreds of muscles and releases pockets of stress and tension held in your face. So smile. Just smile. Or laugh. Laugh for 30 seconds. Find something that's really funny and laugh for 30 seconds. It'll change your state. It's something really positive you can do for you. So try that. Oh, I have a caller. I thought I'd flip back and forth and see if somebody wanted to talk to me. So let me take a call. I got a couple more minutes left in the show. Maybe we'll finish the article. Maybe not. Okay. See if I could do this. Hello.
Oh, hello. My name's Karen, calling from Chicago.
You're going to have to speak up just a little bit.
Oh, sure. My name's Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Karen from Chicago. What's going on, Karen from Chicago?
I was just wondering what my ancestors had to say. I had an interview today, and I'm kind of wondering, seeing if I'll get that job or if something else is coming up for me.
A lot of people are looking for jobs right now. It seems like a lot of calls on jobs. Okay, so let's see. Mother's... No, not mother's side. No, it's father's side of the family. It's on your father's side, okay?
Okay.
It's a female energy on your father's side. So that, like a grandmother, great-grandmother type of person, okay?
Yes.
The expression I hear from her, now hopefully we're getting the right energy here, and I don't want to mislead you, but I get it's all aligned. It's already aligned. Do you know what it means? That means aligned. It means it's already in
yes.
place. It's already going to happen. You're in alignment for what you want.
Okay.
It's going to happen sooner than you can imagine, which is days away, right? Days away.
Right.
Now,
right.
Let me ask you a question about this job, because it feels like there's a whole process that you've had to go through. You're going to have to go through to get the job, right?
Right.
It's not a simple thing. It's not like, oh, you're hired, but you have to go through the various things to do this, right? Clearing of whatever needs to be cleared to do this, right?
Yes.
You'll get through it. Okay?
Okay.
You have outstanding credentials. I don't want
yes,
to say
I
that.
Do.
Yeah,
yes,
you'll do it.
That is correct.
Okay. I'm reading you now. I've cracked you open your whatever. No, reading inside you now. No, I'm kidding. But, yeah, it's yeah, that's what I do. So, yeah, it's going to work out for you. It's an alignment. You're going to be happy, which is a good thing. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds
Take
good.
Care.
Thank you.
Bye, Karen from Chicago.
Bye-bye. Hi. Thank you.
Yeah. I like reading people. I mean it in a really positive way. I like to see about people. Okay. Next one. 8 positive things you can accomplish in 30 seconds. Yeah, you can stretch it. You don't have to go. You can go 40 seconds, right? Stay hydrated. Your brain is approximately 75% water, and it's the first place in the body to lose water. Your brain needs water to think clearly. Drink a glass of water. I have some water all day long. It's not kind of interesting. You ever kind of like go without water for a while, and you're just kind of fuzzy-headed. You go, what's going on here? Because it's what they're saying is the brain is 75% water. So your brain has to be hydrated. Never thought of it that way, right? Okay, I got about 90 seconds left. I will be here tomorrow. We'll do a lot of the same thing. I'd love to talk more about your past lives. We'll stop there with that. This article and just get back to what's going on here. So I'd love to talk more about your past lives. If you want past life regression, I talked about that earlier in the show. We can do it through Skype or other sources, but we can go back and see how that's affecting you now, and see how that affects you, the people in your life, moving forward in your life. But I'm having fun. Hope you are. I appreciate all those who call in. I appreciate those who listen. And I appreciate the people who listen to the show later on, because a lot of people listen to the show at a later date. I really appreciate that. So contact me if you want a past life reading. If you want to talk to your ancestors a little bit more, contact me. As I said, I have reasonable rates to do that. You can contact me through Blog Talk Radio. You can get to my Facebook page and write me there. Okay? It's been fun. I mean, really, like 10 seconds to go. It's really been fun. I love you guys. I really appreciate doing this. I like the opportunity of being able to do this. So thank you very much for calling in, and we will talk soon. Bye.